Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. I want to give a very special shout out to Grayson and Easton from LA. Hey guys, they just joined our Hey Mr. Jim family, which means they get access to all of these stories completely ad-free. Yes, parents, you can now have access to all of these stories. We do 750 stories every year. All of those stories completely ad-free when you go to heymrjim.com/premium, just like Grayson and Easton did. And this month, when you join the Hey Mr. Jim family, we're going to send you one of our starter packs for free. Yes, either a Spyology Squad or Critter Protectors, you pick what you want, and we're going to send it to you for free. The link to join is down in the show notes below. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! It was a beautiful Saturday morning as the sun was just coming up over the horizon as Bailey was waking up. Oh wait, it's today, Saturday. It is! Reed, Mimi, wake up! You see, today was the day that they've been looking forward to for a very long time. They were going to be planting some flowers in their backyard. And by the time that Reed and Mimi had woken up, Bailey was already halfway through getting breakfast ready for everyone. She wanted to make sure everyone ate quickly so that they could get outside, because it was a beautiful day. Hey, good morning, Bailey, said Reed. Oh, wow, you got a cereal already? Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. I just want to make sure that... Oh, hey, Mimi, said Bailey.
Oh, good morning. Oh,
wow, Mimi, that was a big yawn. Are you okay?
Yeah, I just kind of had a hard time falling asleep last night because I was so excited about the garden, but... Oh, I'm just still trying to wake up.
Well, this should help. Have a seat and have some breakfast, said Bailey as she was sitting at the table. The three sisters all started gobbling down their breakfast because... We were all really excited about getting to work in the garden outside. This past week, their mom had taken them to a flower store where they had picked out some of the most beautiful flowers that they had ever seen. Pretty much a color, the entire rainbow was represented in all of these flowers. But little did they know that today would actually not be much gardening. They would stumble into... quite a dinosaur mystery.
Don't forget to put on your garden shoes, said Reed.
Oh, I got them right here, said Mimi and Bailey together.
It's important to wear shoes that you can get dirty when you're doing the garden, because, you know, there's a lot of dirt in the garden. Their mom had brought out all the tools they would need to prepare all the dirt for their planting. You know, rakes and hoes and shovels. That was the first step in getting the dirt ready. And that is when Bailey found something amazing. She was holding a hand shovel and kneeling down in the grass and the dirt. And all of a sudden, her shovel hit something pretty hard. Clunk!
Oh man, there must be a big rock in here, said Bailey.
Yeah, that's important. We gotta clear out all the rocks, shouted Mimi.
She had built some gardens before, and so she knew that was an important part of gardening. Get out all the rocks. But as Bailey began to dig around this thing that she thought was a rock, it was very large, and it was definitely no rock like she'd ever seen before.
Hey, Reed, Mimi, take a look at this. I've never seen anything like this before.
She brushed some of the dirt off with her hands, and Reed and Mimi were both very surprised.
Wow, that thing is huge. Look at all, it's got like holes in it or something, said Reed.
Yeah, I've never seen a rock like that. Come on, let's work together and maybe we can dig it out.
Bailey, Reed, and Mimi all had shovels now, working to carefully remove whatever this treasure was inside of the dirt. Their mom walked over and asked,
Hey, what are you girls doing? I don't think we need to dig that deep for our garden.
No, check this out, said Mimi.
I don't know what this is, but it's huge and...
Oh my, is that a tooth?
The three of them instantly froze and dropped their shovels in the dirt, and their mom's mouth dropped open.
What did you just find? She said.
Bailey was the first to speak up.
That looks like a skull or something. But not like a skull I've ever seen. That thing's huge.
Reed's face was the most surprised of them all.
Reed, are you okay? You look like you've seen a ghost or something, said their mom.
No, not a ghost, but I have seen that skull before.
You have? Asked Bailey.
Yeah. In a book I have, and
that is the skull of a T-Rex.
A T-Rex?
They all shouted at once.
Yeah.
This looks exactly like the one I saw in my book upstairs, except this one is missing a tooth, but everything else looks the same. Look, she started pointing around at the skull. It was very large, half as big as them, and yeah, it had eye sockets and a big mouth with sharp teeth, one tooth missing, and I think she was actually right.
Holy smokes, if you found like dinosaur bones in your backyard, what would you do? Would you want to keep digging?
Yeah,
and that's exactly what they started doing. The rest of the morning, these gardeners turned into archaeologists as they began digging and extracting bone after bone after bone. Once they got the skull out of the dirt, they found fingers and backbones and arm bones and more. Every single bone was there. By the afternoon, they had found every single piece of the dinosaur, except for that missing tooth, of course. And Bailey had an idea.
What do you think? What if we put all of these dinosaur bones together? Kind of like a puzzle. Who's with me?
I am!
They all shouted at the same time.
All right, well then let's get to work, said Bailey.
They started to organize all the bones in different sections, laying them out on the grass in a way that it made it look kind of like the dinosaur was laying down in the grass.
It's kind of like a puzzle. You know, whenever I am making a puzzle, I find all the edge pieces first and try to put those together, and then I might find pieces that have the same color, like all the red pieces or the blue pieces, they go together. That's at least how I get started on a puzzle. How about you? Do you have any puzzle secrets?
Well, by the end of the afternoon and after dinner, just before it was getting dark, they finished putting the rest of the pieces in the tail together to complete their amazing dinosaur puzzle.
Wow, it looks so good, said Mimi.
I can't believe it. I was really looking forward to doing that garden, but this was so much awesomer, said Reed.
Hey, Bailey, what are you doing over there in the dirt? Asked the mom.
Well, just looking for that tooth that's missing. Kind of drives me crazy that dinosaur is missing the tooth. It's got to be in here somewhere.
Well, it's getting dark, and it's probably time for bed, said their mom. So why don't we continue looking in the morning?
Okay. Wow, what a day that Bailey, Reed, and Mimi and their mom have had today. What started out as a gardening day turned into a dinosaur bone real-life puzzle.
But their adventure is not over. Tomorrow will go on to be one of the craziest days of their lives. You're going to have to wait and see what happens on our next episode.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts!
I want to say hey to Agnes from Australia, Noah, Lana, and Judah from Ohio, Ella and Louis from Wyoming, Jordan Easton from Grand Rapids, Michigan, Sarah from Canada, Athar from Washington, Leo and Miles from Missouri, and Gia and Gio from Colorado. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family, and on our spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!